AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Squabbling Republicans. Donald Trump is hitting back at Mitt Romney, who's expected to blast Trump as a fraud and a phony later this morning in a speech in Utah.
Well, he begged me 4 years ago for my endorsement. I mean, literally begged me. And he's a failed candidate. I mean, frankly, I backed him. He failed. He was a horrible candidate, didn't know what he was doing.
That's Trump talking about Romney on the Today Show. Republican Party leaders are panicking at the idea that Trump may win the GOP presidential nomination. AP correspondent Mark Smith reports that Trump may well be the focus of tonight's Republican candidates debate.
At last week's debate, Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz launched a furious attack on the billionaire businessman, saying he's fundamentally unsuited for the presidency. But after Trump swept seven Super Tuesday contests, GOP leaders fearing he'd be a disaster this fall are desperate for an alternative. So the question now is, how much will Rubio and Cruz go after each other, hoping to be that alternative?
More American applied for unemployment benefits last week, but the numbers remain low enough to suggest that layoffs are rare and the job market is healthy. Productivity is down, though, for the final months of 2015. Productivity was up a weak 0.7% for the whole year. It's the fifth year in a row of just slender gains, and that's not good because productivity has to go up for living standards to go up. Don't even think about it. That's the warning from the European Union to immigrants who are flooding into Europe. Not because they're running from war or chaos, but the European Union is talking to the immigrants who are running to Europe because they want better jobs. EU Council President Donald Tusk is promising, though, to work for a solution to the more immediate problem of refugees. This is AP Radio News. Houston is warmly welcoming home an American who spent a year in space. AP correspondent Sandy Kozel on Scott Kelly's return this morning.
Friends and family, including his retired astronaut brother Mark Kelly, even Vice President Biden's wife Jill, welcome Scott Kelly back to Houston at the end of his long trip home from 340 days on the International Space Station.
It's just an unbelievable feeling to be back here on planet Earth. Back in our great country and back with all my family and my friends.
As for his legacy, Kelly says he played a small part in setting the stage for Mars.
Expanding our envelope and our ability to operate in space is something that's going to take us further from this planet.
I'm Sandy Kozel.
And now to Pennsylvania, where a registered nurse who acknowledged drinking 4 or 5 beers in the hours before assisting an operation at a veterans hospital has resigned. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.